We've heard a lot about wound healing issues with bevacizumab. What's your take on that, and what do we know about wound healing with the TKIs?
We apply, in our setting, the same strategy we do with bevacizumab. We try to stop for a minimum of 14 days prior to a major surgery. We, in fact, have two integrated studies right now with our TKI program with either thoracic surgery or extrathoracic surgery in removing metastatic deposits after a durable response, okay? And we do the same thing with RAD as well, our mTOR program, where we ask the patient to stop drug for 14 days and not restart after surgery for a minimum of 2 weeks. So there's a four-week hiatus without medication going on at that time.
What do you think the mechanism is in terms of wound healing?
Well, clearly it's got to be a VEGF mechanism. So it's 1, 2, 3, clearly. How much the mTOR affects that is probably minimal, but it does block a VEGF pathway minimally, so you've got to respect that.
So the mTOR inhibitors block VEGF also?
Yeah, there's data with all three of the mTORs, the Torsil, the RAD, and the AP23573, that there is some minor VEGF activity overlap. It's not quite the same, obviously, with a TKI, which is more of a potent VEGF inhibitor.